Chapter 4. Gandhi's Peaceful Protest. In India, Gandhi talked to a university teacher called Gopal Krishna Gokhale. Gandhi respected Gokhale. He was an intelligent man. He was also a leader, and he fought for Indian independence from the British. He wanted the government of India to be Indian and not British. He also wanted to help normal Indian people to have better lives. Gokhale wanted Gandhi to fight for Indian independence too. But Gandhi did not know India very well. He studied in England and then went to work in South Africa. Gandhi was born in India, but it was a new country for him now. Gopal Krishna Gokhale. "Travel across India and talk to normal people," Gokhale told Gandhi. "Then you can understand their lives and you can speak to the government for them." Gandhi put some things in a bag and went to the train station. He bought the cheapest tickets because he wanted to sit and travel with normal people. Next, Gandhi and his family went to Bombay because Gokhale wanted him to be a lawyer there. But then some Indian friends from South Africa wrote to him. They needed help. Gandhi left his family in Bombay and went to South Africa again. Life was now very difficult for Indian people in South Africa. They had no power, and travel was very difficult for them. The leaders of the Transvaal colony made the Black Act. All Asian people had to carry an ID card. The police could arrest any Asian person with no ID card and send them to prison. Gandhi and his friends in the Natal Indian Congress did not like this. They started protests, and Indian people destroyed their ID cards. Their protests were peaceful, and this was important for Gandhi. The Indian people did not fight the police, but they did not stop the protests. Indian people destroyed their ID cards. Kasturba Gandhi was now back in South Africa too. She started a peaceful protest with a group of women. The police arrested her and many more Indian people. The South African government took more and more rights and money from the Indian people. But now, more and more Indian people understood the power of peaceful protest, and they started their own. The government did not like this, and the police arrested many people. In 1914, the Transvaal government stopped the Black Act. Gandhi's peaceful protest worked. Now, it was time for Gandhi and Kasturba to really go home. It was now 1915, and Gandhi and his family were back in India. Gandhi started an ashram for his family and friends. An ashram is a special village for people with the same beliefs. The people in the ashram grew their own food, and they helped other people. Freedom! Peaceful resistance! Equality! Changes! The people in the ashram grew their own food. Gandhi helped in the ashram, and he fought for Indian independence with the group, the Indian National Congress. Gandhi also helped as many people as he could. He used peaceful protest and helped farmers and workers across India to get more money for their work. At that time, the British bought cheap cotton from India. They took the cotton to England and made clothes from it. Then they sold the expensive clothes back to Indian people. But Gandhi used Indian cotton and he made his own clothes. He believed in India and the Indian people. They did not need the British, and he wanted people to see that. Lots of Indian people started to make their own clothes too. They made clothes with Indian cotton, and they destroyed their British clothes.